Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Tim. Got a question. I have a lower level in my that I had to take the ceiling off of to get to some plumbing.
Okay.
And I'd like to put a suspended ceiling in so I could have access in the future. The only problem is I hate to give up 3 inches so you can move those tiles. Is there a product out there that will give me a suspended ceiling, but I won't lose 3 inches?
Well, I don't know that you need to totally lose three. You can sometimes get away with two. It's tough. I mean, I'll be honest with you. And another option you have, and this is really a tough one, but you can actually, if you put the ceiling tiles in as you put the ceiling together,
uh-huh.
Like in other words, if you get your main tees in,
right,
and then you start it, you've got it all figured out how it's all centered and everything's going to work, and you start at one wall and work your way across, you can actually slide the tiles in, you know, from the part that does not have yet in any of the cross tees.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that? So, in other words, you could only have as much height as it takes to have the main tee in place. Now, the problem is, down the road when you have to go take tiles out, then you have to kind of reverse the whole situation, you know. But I'm just telling you, it can be done. Is that making any sense? How? In other words, if you don't have the ceiling in. If you don't have all the cross tees in and you just lift a tile up and it has just enough room to scoot across that cross tee, which is always lower than the main tee, you know, you put it in, then you put the cross tee in place and just kind of work your way backwards.
Okay. That'll save me a little bit.
It'll save you a little bit of room. But the problem that you have, though, is that if you do have to take a tile out in the middle of the room at a later date, it can be tough.
Okay.
And then what you have to do is if you put a new tile in place, It's like you have to just cut off some of the edges of the tile so that it's just barely holding on. That's the other option you have.
Okay.
In other words, you know how the tile generally has got a half-inch lip around it?
Yes.
You know, when it sits in the grid? Well, if you cut a half-inch off around the tile on two sides, then it's only sitting on the grid a quarter of an inch. Well, that gives you a lot of extra room. You don't have to have as much height to be able to get the tile in place. But
okay.
But then, of course, the tile's not sitting, you know, in other words, you don't have a lot of, you've got to have it perfectly centered or otherwise it'll fall out.
Right.
But I'm just saying there are options.
Okay, thank you very much, Ben.
Well, thanks for calling, Max. Good luck, buddy.
All righty.